I went when they were very young to the reserve and youth matches, and after they played, they came up to us as we were the crowd and spoke to us, and we got to know them and then followed them wherever they went the next week on the Wednesday afternoon. And of course, as they were only young, 16, 17, they had their grandmas, granddads, aunties, uncles, fathers, and we got to know them too. So it got to be quite a family.
What's involved in sponsoring a player?
You pay money.
Lots?
Not an awful lot, really, depending on which club they're with. With that money, you're entitled to have their shirt, signed shirt, and they also give you their mobile phone number so you can encourage them every week.
So you text them?
I do.
And do they get the benefit of your advice?
I just say, well done, or what a shame.
And you know, it's interesting because the Football League clubs, they spend thousands of pounds on sending scouts to all these games to look for talent. Would you say that you've got an eye for talent, that you
no.
can spot a good player?
Only a nice leg.
So if there's any young ladies that are looking for a footballer, then you could point them in the right direction.
I certainly could.
And what was your reaction when you were told that you were fan of the year?
I was quite amazed. I didn't think I'd done anything different from anyone else. But there again, I think every day is an adventure, and if you can do something different every day, it makes your day.
Have you any idea of not just the time, but how much money you've spent and devoted to your hobby?
Oh, I wouldn't like to have to count it up, because if my husband was still alive, he'd have one thing to say to me, and that would be, how much?
But as you say, from all this, and because you've kept in contact with so many of them, you must have this massive extended adopted family now.
Yes, I do. They range from Barrow, I know players from Barrow, down to as far as AFC Croydon in London.
Well, I'm going to ask you, just pop these headphones on.
I don't like this.
Oh, it's a nice surprise. Can I do it for you?
Come in phone line four, come in phone line four. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, Mary. Hi, guys. Hope you're well.
Now, do you recognise this young man, Mary?
Matty.
No. Just give us your club.
It's Stalybridge Celtic.
Ollie! Oliver!
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Good.
Now, what's it like to have Mary as a super fan?
Yeah, it's been great. A boost for me as a young player as well, who's been supported by the likes of Mary when I'm trying to establish myself through the game.
When did she come into your life, Oliver? How long ago?
It was about a year ago now when I first met her at a pre-season game, and I was in the stands. Unfortunately, I was injured. So I got speaking to her there, and yeah, just went on from then.
She says that she has mobile phone numbers of some of those that she follows. Have you had many texts from her, Oliver, pre or post match?
Yeah, both. It's great support, really. And during the matches, when I get time, obviously I try and go up and speak to her after the match or whenever.
And Mary says that she's got a good eye for a pair of legs. Has he got a good pair of pins, this one?
Oh, yes, he has. Lovely hair.
And what message would you give to Mary, Oliver?
I'd just say, thanks very much, because without the support of people like Mary, many teams in the non-league would struggle. So, yeah, just thank you very much, and it's greatly appreciated. And I'm sure that's from everyone in non-league.
Oh, Ollie, you are a little love.